Naturally, everybody had at least one roast tomato. I'm sure that there are many that I haven't been able to think of, but I believe those would be the principal plants. Now, I understand that, in fact, I've heard my mother say this, that in the South, back before the time of the Civil War, and of course she was born much after the Civil War, about 14 years after. But of course she knew what her parents had told her and so on. Prior to the Civil War, tomatoes was grown as a decorative plant. And there might be tomatoes growing in a person's yard purely because they thought that the red tomatoes were pretty. And when the soldiers came back from the battles, they reported that the Yankees ate the things. And so they started growing the tomatoes at about that time, about the end of the Civil War, and of course now is one of the most popular of foods. I guess the tomato is just about the most common of all vegetables, man. That's, you have a question on that, because I can't.
Well, I was just wondering if your mother had a favorite recipe for preparing okra or anything like that.
Well, of course, okra can be prepared in many ways. A lot of people cut it, roll it in flour or meal or something of the kind, and fry it. The two ways my mother, well, three ways my mother used okra. The most common way was just simply cut it up into tiny little cylinders or cubes or whatever, however you might describe it, and steam fry it. That is, put a lid on the pot and only enough cooking oil to prevent burning. Add a little water maybe so that it, she called that steam fry, as opposed to open fry. And of course, that okra embedded in grits made a pretty good meal. Another way that was a favorite of hers was to lay tender pods of okra on the top of a pot of butter beans. And incidentally, she had an old black cast iron pot that she cooked her butter beans in. It had a tendency to turn the food dark, but it was delicious. And from the health standpoint, good too, because as you know, we need a little iron, and I think that old iron kettle gave us part of what we needed. The third way that she used oak was to chip it up with tomatoes and corn and other vegetables and serve it as a soup. We like that, and she canned a lot of this, so on, so that. And a cool winter evening to serve a dish of this hot soup was really something else. I don't know, I don't recall mentioning recipes. I don't know anything too much about the ingredients she put in the food, but I know that having cattle, that she used lots of milk in her cooking. Add milk, perhaps in making up her biscuit dough, or her, instead of adding water, maybe milk.